Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tiffany. I am the floor supervisor from the fraud department. Can I have your first and your last name, please?
Virginia Carrington.
Okay, allow me one moment to locate the account, please. Okay, for security of this account, I do need you to verify your address.
433 North Main Street, Suffolk, Virginia, 23434.
Thank you so much for this information. I did locate the account. I am showing here that this is for the balanced body keto, as well as cleanse. The order was took advantage of, on which I'm showing here. This is as of August the 22nd of 2019.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't use this product. I don't want this product. I don't know why they sent it to me.
Well, when did we send it out to you?
What?
When did we send out to you?
What you sent to me?
Uh-huh.
Hang on a second. It says Pure Spectra Hemp Oil. And then it says Pure Spectra CBD Capsules.
Okay. So it's like a lot of Rona can, I'm sorry. Just don't want you here. Okay, so it looks like you received the oil and the cream, which shows here.
No, didn't get any kind of cream. I wouldn't want that either.
Okay, so looking over the account, there was an order placed with us here on the 22nd. You paid shipping $6.99, $5.99. We do have a federal tracking number. It shows that the merchandise was delivered to your home today.
That is correct.
Okay, they got you over to the fraud department because you're seeing that this is fraud.
Yes, because I didn't order it. I don't want the product. I don't use the product. I don't even know what the product is.
Okay, allow me one moment, ma'am, to review the account, please.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So looking over the account, I just need to go over some information here with you. There is an email address, which is vgcusausa@gmail.com. Is that not your email address?
Yes, it's my initials, vgcusa@gmail.com.
Okay. There's also a telephone number, 257-839-402.
It's 757-839-4402.
Okay, so the 757-839-4402 is not your number?
The last four digits. It's 839-4402.
Okay. So what we can do, ma'am, is we can file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. False claims or fraudulent charges may result in you being penalized, such as a fine. As long as you're sure no one in your household.
I'm 75 years old. I live alone. I know no one is here that would have done that.
Okay, so did you want to continue the fraud claim, ma'am?
I just want you not to charge me. I'll throw the order away. I'm not going to pay for shipping it back to you or anything.
Just allow me one moment, please. This is process, please. All right, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding. I do appreciate your patience. While I was getting this account notated, I didn't notate the information in the system as well. I'm really afraid I'm going to see you. She loves her. Okay, so while the account is under investigation, we'll go over here and refund the shipping charges. That was billed. That was $5.04.
I can't understand what you're saying. It's kind of grainy. Could you repeat that?
Yes, ma'am. So we can get it sent over for investigation on the two shipping charges.
What was the last three words you said?
Sent over to the fraud for investigation.
That's who I was talking to, fraud. I was connected to, I was on hold to connect to fraud one time, and while I was on hold, they hung up on me. So I have wasted a lot of time today dealing with something that I shouldn't have to deal with.
Okay, ma'am, so would you like for me to go ahead and process this as fraud?
Just do whatever you want to do. Just don't charge me. I'm throwing the product away, okay?
Okay, well, you can keep the product, ma'am. I'm just going to go ahead and get it processed.
Throw the product. I have no use for the product. How many times do I have to tell you that?
Okay, well, just allow me one moment, please. I'll go ahead and get it processed for you.
May I hang up now?
Well, I have to go ahead and get it processed first, and then I'll be able to give you the number, and then you can hang on. So just give me 2 minutes, please, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding. I do appreciate your patience. So while the account is under investigation, I did go ahead and refund with the two charges that was billed. That was the shipping charges. It came to a total of $12.98. So you received that refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
So is there something you wanted me to write down?
You write down your cancellation number.
I beg your pardon?
Your cancellation number.
Okay, hang on a second. I'll have to go get a pen.
Okay, are you ready for the cancellation number?
No, I have to get out of my lounge chair.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to go ahead with the number you're not ready. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm going to get what number is this? Is this a claim or what is the number? What is the number? Is it a claim number? What is it?
I'm sorry.
Do I write down claim number? Is that what you're giving me?
Your cancellation number.
Cancellation number, okay.
Mm-hmm. C is in Charlie. A is in Alpha.
Yes.
E is in Charlie. Excuse me. E is in Edward. Excuse me.
Okay.
0. F is in Frank.
C, 8, E, 0. Was there one more? Hello?
I'm still here. Hear me. Are you ready?
Yeah, I wrote down C8E0. Is there more?
Yes, 6-1.
What is
A
it?
A is an Alpha.
Okay, after 0, what is it?
6-1-A-3-D.
Okay, let me say this back to you, please. C 8 6186.
Yes, A is the alpha, not the number 8, but A.
The 8 is alpha?
Yes, apple.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I'm glad I repeated it. Thank you. So then we're all set?
Yes, ma'am, that is it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. I appreciate your help. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.